Hi, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft. Today in the DataZen Minute, we want to cover installation of the DataZen Enterprise Server. The DataZen Enterprise Server sits in the middle of this topology here and has three components: a core service, a data acquisition service, and a web application. It is published too from a publisher application that is a downloadable app on Windows 8 or Windows 7, and that can be found on datazen.com. Also, you've got multiple clients that can read from the DataZen server, and you also can configure data sources for the DataZen server, and it can be either Active Directory or kind of a basic authentication schema. Now, in terms of installing the DataZen Enterprise server, which we'll do today, you want to first provision a virtual machine or a standard Windows server somewhere. I'm going to put mine in the Azure Gallery on the Microsoft Cloud. The next thing I'll do is I'll provision a cloud service for that server. Then I'll get the DataZen Enterprise Server bits, which are downloadable from datazen.com. I'll run that installer. I'll connect to our cloud service that we've created in Azure. We'll log on as admin. We'll create hubs, users, user permissions, and a dashboard group. And then we'll be done with that part of the exercise. So the next thing we'll do is we'll go to manage.windowsazure.com if you're interested in installing a virtual machine on the cloud. Again, you can do this on-premise if you want, but I'm going to do it in the cloud since it's easier that way from an infrastructure perspective. I'll click on virtual machines, and then in the bottom left, I'm going to click new. I'm going to select an image from the gallery, and that image for me is going to be a Windows Server 2012 R2 data center machine. You can pick lesser version machines, I think down to probably Server 2008 R2 SP1, but I'd recommend the 2012 R2 data center. We'll hit next. I'll give it a machine, virtual machine name. I'm heading to TechReady this week, so I'll go with that. Now, for DataZen, you have to have a minimum of 8 cores. Since I'll be demoing this machine to a larger audience, I'm going to go with an 8-core machine that's 56 gigs, but again, you can go with the A4. Since 8 cores is the minimum required by DataZen at this point. And I'm gonna go with the A8, and I'll create a username and password. Okay, so at this point, we're good to go on that. I'll hit next. And I also wanna have an HTTP endpoint to connect to the server, so go ahead and create that, and that's gonna be port 80. I'm going to also make this, I'm out on the west part of the country, so I'm going to come in here and set this to something that's closer to me in terms of proximity. So I'm going to go ahead and select Western US. And again, we've connected to the, created the endpoint, so we're good to go there. Hit next and install the VM agent. I'll leave that and hit the checkbox button. And now we're going to wait for that VM to be provisioned. Now that we have the virtual machine provisioned in Azure, we just need to connect to it. So I'll click on connect. I'll open a remote desktop connection to the machine. I'll log in with my username. And now we'll be presented with a view of the virtual machine that's running up in the Azure portal. I'm going to do a couple things. I'm going to go to my server manager first of all, and I'm going to turn off IE ESC, which is going to kind of stop us from getting blocked a lot when we go onto our browser. So let me go ahead and find the browser now. I'm going to pin that to my desktop, my taskbar rather. So now we have a way that we can leverage IE to go to the DataZen desktop if we want. Now I'm going to go to the DataZen site, and I'm going to download the bits for the server. Let's go ahead and do that. So go to datazen.com. And on datazen.com, you'll see a bunch of different options. We have some good, really good videos and documents, things like that. Let's go ahead and click on the Get Started link. And that will allow us to download the DataZen Enterprise server. That's going to be ultimately the software package that we'll download today. Go ahead and open that. There's also a really good PDF file here for the DataZen documentation that I would recommend that you read. It's very exhaustive in terms of the capabilities of the DataZen server and the DataZen client. That's probably something for another day, but I'll just recommend that you look at that. Go ahead and accept the terms of the agreement. Now, I'm not going to configure any of these. This is probably for kind of more of a scale-out situation, but you can see that there's components for the core service, data acquisition, rendering, and web applications as part of that. You can also put it on a different directory if you want, but we'll just go ahead and install it kind of where it is. Now, you can also leverage the core service depending on your security needs and the resources you need to access. I'm also going to put in a admin user password. And this is important to remember because you'll be able to do all your administration with the admin user password. Also, you can leverage Active Directory if you want, or just a default authentication mode. In this case, I'm not leveraging Active Directory. Also, it's going to give you an encryption key. And this is something that you'll probably want to write down and remember in case you need to use it. So I'll just copy this to my clipboard and put it in on my document here just in case I need it. So go ahead and create that. You also have an instance ID. It's good to probably copy this to the clipboard as well and just save it. So let's go ahead and hit next on this. And we can run the data acquisition service as local system or another account if we need to access specific resources as far as data goes. And then the IIS port for DataZen. And we'll just go ahead and leave this blank right now. If you want to have a control panel email settings, you can configure that as well. And then we'll just click on the install button. Now that we're done installing the server bits, we can click on finish here. And what that means is that now the server install is completed, we can actually go to our local host if we want and look at the control panel. Now it's important to remember that you go to localhost/CP, and that is the control panel. If you don't put on the CP, then that is just the DataZen server itself outside of the control panel. So it's something to remember there. Now, the good news is since we created that web service, we can, or the cloud service, we can also come in and log on to the server itself. So I'll go to techradio.cloudup.net, and I'll actually put on a CP at the end of the control panel. I'm going to log in with my admin credentials. So let me just log out and show you how to do that. And this is the screen that we'll see. You want to leverage the login portal here. So let's go to admin and we'll go with our password. And this is going to give us the screen that will allow us to do lots of things on the server. One thing to notice about the DataZen server itself is that if we log into the server and we scroll down to the bottom left, you can see that the version is 3.02908. If that seems to be an outdated version and we have a newer version like 2962, we just need to run the installation again and it will preserve all the settings, all the hubs, all the dashboards, all that kind of stuff. It will just actually upgrade the server itself without any need to reconfigure anything else. So what you'll see is that an earlier version has been detected and we can just run through the setup and do the install. So that's something to be aware of if you're aware of a new build for the server, then you can do it that way. So just be cognizant of that. The next thing we're going to do is set up server users and create a BI hub for those users and for the dashboards that will go into those hubs. So I'm going to step through those steps right now on the DataZen server. So we'll come back to, again, the control panel. When you come into the control panel, it will take you to the home screen and we'll create an initial user, so I'll call it tier 1. Set an email address. Create that user. We'll create one more. Now you can also create users from a batch process. You also see that this create BI hub lights up here. So I'm going to create batch users from a CSV file. You just need columns of data that allows you to upload users, and those users have now been created, and we'll hit OK on that. So at this point, we've created some users on the server. If we want to look at what that batch file looks like, it's very simple. It's just three columns of data that has email, name, and username in it. So now we've have all our users set up. What we'll look at the top screen up here is this Create BI Hub. So we'll call this TR Hub. And we'll say that the owner is TR1. Say maximum users is 300. Hit OK on that, and the hub is now created. If we come into our server users now, there's a difference between server users and here's our hub. There's also a users node down here on TR Hub. But under server users, we're going to set a password link for TR1. So we'll grab this thing, and now we'll set the password for this and essentially activate it. So I'm going to go into a Chrome browser and set the password for this. Activate that. And now when we go back into our DataZen server here, we'll see that it's now activated. So I've set up users TR1 and TR2. The next thing I'm going to do is go down to our hub. You can see that we have our hub down here. We can add as many hubs as we'd like. We've got KPIs, dashboards, data sources, all sorts of things that we've got under the context of a hub. For users, I want to add another user here. I want to add TR2. And batch 1. Batch 3. So I'm going to click on Add Users to Hub, and they were all added successfully, which is great. And what I want to do now is go down to User Groups. So let's scroll down to User Groups, and we're going to add a new user group. Now there's everyone user group, but we're going to create one called TR User Group. Click Create on that, and the users in that are going to be TR1 and TR2 since our batch users are still pending. So we've added our user group, added users to that group, and now what we want to do is go to our dashboards link and let's create a new dashboard group. So we'll call this TR dashboard group. Hit next, and we'll give our TR user group permissions to that. Users here, and make sure that we've got publisher. Now we can set this as an owner if we want. So I'm going to say, I'm actually going to unselect that, but that's something you can do if you want. And if we come down into our permissions, we can see that TR user group is either set permissions for a user if you want, or a group. In this case, we could set it either that way, or we could set it for a user group either way. And then data sources, we don't have any right now. KPIs, we don't have any. But activity, we can come in here and give TR user group full access. Now that we have our user permission set up, we can go to the actual DataZen client tool, the publisher, and try to connect to our server. So we'll come into the server, and right now if you see that it's blank, there's no dashboards are found, we'll click on connect. We'll put in our server name. And we'll use TR1. And we'll also uncheck use secure connection. That's really important to do. Click connect. And now we're connected to a server. What we want to do is just quickly create a dashboard to see if this is actually able to publish. So we'll come in here, put some items on the page, and we'll try to publish this. So come in here, click save locally, just to make sure it saves locally. We'll save it to the server. You can see that it's got our TR hub, which is good, and our TR dashboard group, the correct server. We'll click publish. That'll take a few seconds to percolate up to our server. And then what we can do is we can create a new browser window to TechReady, cloudup.net. And you can see our dashboard is up there. It's published under dashboards. And so that shows like the complete cycle from installing the server, configuring it, and then publishing a dashboard. So hopefully that helps. Thanks for your time. This is Mike Wilmot, Microsoft. Feel free to email me if you have any questions. My email alias at Microsoft is mikewilm@microsoft.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Bye. One other thing to consider is that there are some good blog posts and websites around the server installation. One is a great article by Chris Finlan that's right here on the server installation of the enterprise server. That's something to definitely consider. And then there's also some great videos under datazen.com/videos. If you go to the server overview, that will take you to the DataZen installation experience right there. Thanks.